Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we got our old friend, old Clyburn. Now, he was recently on ABC News, and they asked him a question about the black vote, because the black vote is very important, allegedly, you know, to the Democrat Party. You know, your vice president who said this.
So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something that's only going to benefit black people. No.
And your president who told you this last election.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Every time I hear that, that just gets on my nerves. And I'm still trying to figure out why y'all ran out there and voted for that man after he disrespected black folks in that manner. So, of course, Clyburn is out here being a surrogate for Biden instead of Biden himself going out and talk for himself. Because, you know, he can't really talk. I mean, you really want to watch Biden? Let him go before the press conference. Let him do that. He can't do that. They're shooing him off. He's just talking about some stories that he won't, like, what? Well, anyway, I want you to hear what Clyburn had to say about the black vote this time. Because last time on CNN, he said he was concerned. He was concerned, but he wasn't worried. So let's go ahead and listen to what he said about the black vote at this junction.
How concerned are you when it comes to the president's ability to reach black voters? The president has an approval rating of 65% amongst black Americans age 50 and up, but that drops down to 32% amongst black Americans under the age of 50. Are you concerned?
I'm concerned with the reporting of this. Yes. When I see those numbers, you know, my goodness, if there's any truth to the numbers, which I don't believe them, because I talk to black people all the time. I have three black daughters. They tell me differently. My grandchildren tell me differently. So I don't know where those numbers are coming from, but when you ask a question and someone is basing their opinion on incomplete information or misinformation, and the other side seem to be pretty good at misinformation, we know what happened in the last election. They didn't stop when the election was over. It's still going on now. So there's a lot of misinformation going on out here. There are a lot of things being said that's just not true. And I think that we are going to break through that when it goes one-on-one. We'll see what happens after the South Carolina primary.
So Clyburn is still trying to toe the line. He still don't get that black Americans, and they clearly had the age range that said you 50 and under, he has no support. We're talking about Biden. And 50 and over, he had some support. But I will say this, because I have a lot of people who's 50 and over have told me, say, hey, Phil, I just need to, you know, let you know something. I'm not voting for that dude. He said, because I see what he's done. He said, I'm voting for the couch. Or some of them say they're voting for Trump. He said, so please don't think all of us is supporting Biden like that. We're not. I say, and listen. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you guys are speaking up now and saying about not supporting Biden. I just want to see that in the numbers on Election Day. Clyburn says he don't see it. He's talked to his daughters. Sir, your daughters don't have the pulse of Black America, sir, because you reared them. You reared them to be Democrats. And Democrats can do no wrong because your daughters benefits from the Democrat Party, not black people, but your daughters or grandchildren, etc. So yeah, they're gonna think the Democrat Party is awesome. Why wouldn't they think that? I mean, all the money that you have been funneled for years, all the kickbacks you've been getting, yeah. I mean, shoot, I guess so. But Black America isn't getting nothing out of the Democrats. See, the individual black politicians and their families, they get broke off. So, yeah, you're getting millions of dollars funneled to you. Sure, you would think Democrats the best thing ever. But the rest of Black America get pocket lint from the Democrats. Matter of fact, they get pocket lint while they're watching migrants come across like a standing army and getting resources that belong to them given to the migrants. And this is an open border policy that's clearly being done by Biden. You think black folks not concerned about what's happening at the border? You think black folks not concerned about you dropping all these migrants off in neighborhoods? Now these migrants are out here committing crimes. They're committing crimes in their homeland. So all you did was import a bunch of criminals here in our neighborhoods. You're importing them into our schools, in our cities, in this country. Yeah, black folks are upset by that. Clyburn, maybe you should go to Chicago and go talk to the black community out there and see what they tell you. But see, one thing about you Democrats, you don't want to talk to black people. You don't. You insulate yourself with the shields, but you don't want to talk to real black people, everyday black people, black people that's getting up, going to work, raising their children, sending them to school, trying to make ends meet. You don't want to talk to them black people. It's always these handpicked. And notice when they do talk to black people, it's these young college kids who don't maybe know some, but they don't really know, or they may not know their history like that. But Clyburn won't come talk to me because Clyburn know I got something for him. I'm not going to disrespect him. I don't disrespect no guests that come on my show. I will let Clyburn speak to the end, but I will let Clyburn know, sir, Biden has done nothing for black America. He is not securing our borders. Greg Abbott and them have to do it. Now, the Supreme Court decision, they said, forget that decision. We put more razor wire out. So now you have 25 governors in the United States that is assisting and supporting Texas. So now you talked about Biden, that you was going to heal the soul of America. You was going to bring America together. You have 25 governors supporting Texas action on protecting the border. That's nearly half the country, sir. You have divided the country way more than Donald Trump could ever have. But I thought Donald Trump was the person that divided them. You did it, Biden. And what happened is these open border policies. And every time in these primaries, they keep saying the same thing. The migrant crisis, immigration, and the economy is the two things that people are concerned about. Just the other day, I saw a video, today, they literally had a terrorist come across the border and he was brazen. He said, you don't know who I am, but you're going to find out who I am. And yeah, they found out who he was real quick. He was a terrorist walking across the border. But that's what we're supposed to go vote for in 2024. More of that. Like I said, y'all not going to be happy. You black folks, especially who love Democrats. You're not going to be happy until one of them terrorists come across and do something major in America. Then you're going to be crying. You ain't going to be like, oh, what are they going to do? Oh, no, because you wanted a guy that support all these open borders. You want a guy that harm your neighborhood, take your resources away. Just recently heard Brandon Johnson in Chicago. He was, you know, they tried to keep it on the low that he had a panic attack and was hospitalized because Brandon Johnson is stressed out. Brandon Johnson trying to keep a cool face, but that migrant crisis is doing something on his health. All you got to do, Brandon Johnson, is say no more sanctuary city. You got to go. Listen, let me tell you something, Brandon Johnson. Don't you let Clyburn, don't you let Biden and them put you underneath the ground stressing you out. You better tell Biden, hey, look, I got a wife, I got children, I got to be here for. I'm the mayor of this city, and I'm supposed to be taking care of the residents of this city. I'm not taking care of people that just come over here. You're not paying for it? We ain't sanctuary city no more. Nope. Matter of fact, Governor Pritzker, you got a problem? I'm going to ship them over there with you and put them in your front door, and you deal with them since you want them. That's what I would do with Brandon Johnson. I wouldn't let these people put me underneath the ground for a political agenda. Man, no. I hope Brandon Johnson's wife talked to him and say, Brandon, no, don't let these people put you underneath the ground. That don't make no sense. I disagree with Brandon Johnson on a whole lot of things with that migrant crisis, but I don't want nothing to happen to the brother. I'm genuinely saying that. I don't want nothing to happen to that brother. They get in their head, Democrat. They think, oh, I'm a cash out. I'm going to be taken care of. You may not be here to cash out, brother. It's just that simple. At least Eric Adams kind of say, hey, man, I'm letting y'all know the deal. He handling it a little different. But Clyburn, and he won't talk about the migrants. He won't talk about that. It's like the Democrats will not speak on the migrant crisis. They will just be quiet. They're going to leave it alone. They're not saying anything. Like, it's not even going on. Just as much as they had a priority to end the pandemic, they have a priority to end this migrant crisis. It's just that simple. This is a national security issue on top of a resource issue, on top of a crime issue, on top of a potential terror issue. It's so many different things wrapped into that. Once again, all these military age males coming across, and you wonder why black people are not supporting y'all, especially young people, on top of, you know, I mean, the things that's going on in the Middle East, you know, now they didn't call him Butcher Biden now. That's his name. They didn't give him a name. And it's so much going on. He's cratered his support with the Muslim community. Black folks not really rocking with him like that. There's nothing y'all can say. You can't shame. You can't browbeat. Y'all can't do nothing. It's going to be Trump and the couch. That's going to get a lot of votes this election. You better believe that. So y'all, I'm serious. Like I said, I was watching the New Hampshire primary, at least right now. Trump, he did his thing. I mean, I don't know why Nikki Haley is staying around for. I mean, why don't she stop being silly and just go ahead on and drop out? Because you're not going to win it. It's not happening. But Clyburn, he going to keep on being delusional. He is. But that's okay. We here for it. We here for it because he think that they'll pull a rabbit out of a hat again. No, that's not going to happen. Biden has failed this country. He's not securing the border. He's giving your resources and your tax dollars to the migrants, and people have had enough. Why don't Clyburn answer some real questions about that? I bet you he won't.